have.
Patios.
And the perfect patio in Portland, Oregon. Fine. Yeah, it's fine. I messed it up. It's cool. It's only episode 33.
We're still getting used to it.
Anyway.
We are at the High Dive.
Oh, we are, yes.
Our first time here, I think. Certainly, as a group, the High Dive on 12th and Madison, right?
Yeah, right next to the food carts, you guys.
I never knew this place existed.
Me neither.
It used to be Tiny's.
Yeah.
Oh, it did. That's right.
No, Tiny's is there.
Tiny's is still there.
Sorry, Tiny's.
I have no idea what this used to be, but...
No idea.
Wasn't it a bank?
There was a bank here.
Really?
We're going to put our crack research team upon it to sort it out. And then we'll give you the big answers.
It's really important to know what this used to be.
We're going to crack the case.
But where are we at? We're at the High Dive. And so they're trying to be a high-class dive bar.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can get a shot of Bullet whiskey with a back of pickle juice, which sounds disgusting.
And what I'll say is it's not too hard to be a high-end dive bar when you're right next to the Jolly Roger.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, they do have jello shots.
Whose marquee reads baseball and corn dogs.
Yeah.
Baseball and corn dogs.
Yeah.
Which is a theme now. We talked about corn dogs the last episode.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. It's going to be a very corn dog summer, you guys. Yeah. Whatever that means. We'll tell you at the end of the summer what it meant.
All right. I hope it doesn't mean that we're going to get kneed in the butt a lot.
Right, right. Me too.
Is that what a corn dog is?
Yeah.
Me too.
In elementary school, you do corn dog and then you knee someone in the butt.
Never heard that.
Also, you know this dive bar is classy because the jello shots are $2.
Yes, that is a good indicator, but you can get 8 for 10.
Well, then that's about
you. And we're about to.
All right.
When we pause, we'll do that. Anyway, let's do introductions. We have a guest.
Hi.
Hello.
Did you forget?
The beautiful and lovely Stacey Halalo is here with
us. Yay! So happy, ladies.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can you tell us a little bit about where you come from?
Sure. First, I want to let you know that they do have corn dogs next door. So.
We're surrounded by corn dogs.
If you guys want some corn dogs, they've got them.
Wait, to the north and to the south.
The Mexican place. They had a little basket of corn dogs. So if you want to get that with your jello shots to class up the evening,
that's an option.
Done.
Awesome.
Done. So
corn
I was like
dogs
holding
jello
that
shots.
Information. I'm so relieved to get it out. But yes, I'm Stacey Halal from the Curious Comedy Theater here in Portland, Oregon, in Northeast Portland. We do improv and sketch and stand-up comedy and all kinds of stuff.
It's a fantastic place. What's the address?
The address is 5225 Northeast MLK. So it's on MLK between Alberta and Killingsworth.
Are there some nice patios in that neighborhood?
There are some really nice patios in that neighborhood, for sure.
You got a nice little courtyard out front, too.
We do. We have a courtyard, but you can't drink out there yet.
Yes. But you can drink there.
You can drink inside.
It qualifies as a bar. Mm-hmm. And it's a non-profit organization, correct?
It is. It's a 501c3 non-profit organization. So in addition to the shows that we do at our theater, we have outreach programs. We do improv with Alzheimer's patients. And we do improv with kids at underperforming schools.
That is
you gonna
that's
cry?
So weird. With Alzheimer's, isn't that their whole life?
Well, sadly,
it kind of is.
No, it is. It is.
I can only imagine the stuff that gets shouted out.
It's really awesome. It's really, really amazing. So here's the serious side of it. So when you have Alzheimer's, you know that feeling you have, like when you can't remember a word or a name?
Yeah.
You live in that state of trying to remember.
Yeah.
So you're always agitated because you're always just like, oh, I'm not going to be okay until I think of it.
Yeah.
So improv is a way that they get to let go of that and do whatever that they want. And it also helps like their caregivers learn to, you know what, if they're calling you Dave today,
go with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just say yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so brilliant.
I really have someone in my family
who struggles with that. And then the idea that you found a creative way to make something fun out of something so horrible is just inspiring. Good for you.
Yeah.
Was this your idea?
There's a woman from the living facility who does a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association. She works at Kansanis Marquis, and she did a benefit, and we sort of came up with it together.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Developed
good for
the
you.
Curriculum and stuff. Yeah, so we've gotten grants for each of our programs, so that's pretty exciting.
And it's
awesome.
Good to know that when I drink there, my booze money is going to a good cause.
It really is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It
really
I can turn in my receipt, right?
I can turn in my receipt.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly the way the tax law works. I'm pretty sure that tax law is to encourage you to drink at nonprofits.
We're doing good work here, you guys. Yeah. Cheers. Let's have another for the children.
Five vodkas to the good.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
And then we have two other programs. We do improv with kids in underperforming schools to help them be excited about literacy. So we get them to write, and then our actors perform the stories that they write.
That's a rad idea.
And that's super fun. And that's something that's been done in a lot of organizations around the country.
Yeah.
And then in the fall, in September, we're going to be doing an all-women's comedy festival called the All Jane No Dick Comedy Festival.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, All Jane No Dick. I really like the ring of that. No dick. Yeah, that's
love
good.
It.
That's
although
good.
We may have an all male show and call it a little dick all on dick. The side.
As nice. Nice. I love it. Nice.
Just like get some of our favorite male comics a chance.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. When is that going to be?
September 6th through 9th.
Perfect.
Yes.
Well, and here are the rest of us. I'm Shark U.
Recovering robot. Jeez, what?
I'm a recovering
to
robot.
You today?
And the recovery is going great. It seems
I think you're all recovery, no robot today.
I don't know. I slept in until 1.
Nice.
Yeah.
I took a nap in my car in Seattle.
Oh. Hopefully not while
I was
so in
tired.
Motion.
No, I found a parking spot downtown Seattle and took a nap.
Classy.
In my,
oh my
car
gosh.
For like an hour.
That's
people knocking, making sure you're
everyone
alive.
Left me alone, oh, and good. I slept really well.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really nice. Sorry, you guys were introducing yourself.
No, I like that. I like picturing that. I think it's funny. And I'm just going to take a nap right here in the room.
I'm really
good.
Just in the room.
We're good.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm Sarah. I'm looking for an update.
Looking for an update.
That's all I
got. All right.
Nice, well spoken. I am Olivia, or today perhaps Olatia. Just because I was so late
with Olivia
today. also known as Shanrock. And I am DTC, down to kinda cuddle
like
every time. Every time they do it to me, listeners. Every time.
Well, I mean, you did it.
And I'm Patsy, and I'm down to date.
Oh.
DTD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Backing up on the love train. Usually Patsy is DTL, down to love.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But Portland has crushed her soul.
Yeah. And she's making the wise decision to back up into that netherland between love, all or nothing, that is maddening called dating. That's a good decision.
Yeah. And you should have seen her face, listeners, when somebody said the word love, she was just like, just sadly, slowly shaking her head. I wouldn't say sadly, I would say more like with disgust. More like disgust.
Bitter.
I'm
just
bitter.
I'm bitter.
Bitter.
I saw a little bitterness. Just,
it was bitter.
It was bitter.
Was
it wasn't
bitterness.
Sad.
Well, sometimes you get to be a little bit bitter.
Yep.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
She'll recover, you guys.
She will.
She's not like
she needs a good corn dogging.
Corn dog. I'm kneeing her in the butt right now.
We're bringing it back. Bringing back the corn dog. Bringing it
now
back.
Now I'm DTL.
It's that easy, you guys.
D to C.
All
down
you need
to
is a good corn dog every now and then.
Corn dog.
Down the corn dog. From the C word.
Yes.
All right, then. And there we have it.
Down to
DTC.
Corn dog.
Yep. Updates/no dates. What have we got?
Well, I have a possible future update, and
I love the possible update.
Yeah.
I just
possible future.
I scheduled with my upstairs neighbor a motorcycle ride.
Yeah. Oh,
it turned into a dirty joke.
Did you schedule it?
Did he turn it into a mustache ride joke?
No, he was just like, hey, when are you going to get back in town so I can give you a ride on my motorcycle? And I was like, I'll let you know when I get back and I'll take you up on that offer. And he's like, yeah, and you can ride my motorcycle too.
Is this the ginger?
No.
Oh.
It's not the ginger.
That's good though. That's a promising. That sounds like a fun. Yeah. Quite a fun.
Oh, gingers don't have souls?
No.
Oh.
I like your response is like, of course not. Haven't you ever
Everybody
listened?
Knows that.
So that's it. That's all I got. 3 days.
All right. Well, that's decent.
All right.
Shanrock.
No updates. No updates.
Huh. Sharky. So strange.
I know. I know.
So out of character.
What the deuce?
You.
What the deuce?
I thought that you guys were. I thought you were going to commit to trying to get a date or make out with somebody. What's
I have
going
no
on
idea why you thought that. No, it's because I said
so. I believe
so.
You said
it's because I, said. I was going to try to. I called
off,
my
yeah.
own bullshit on
yeah,
that.
Well.
No, you're right. I did several mm-hmm. episodes ago, perhaps. But then, you know, I didn't. So that's why that didn't. I'll tell you what, though. I think this year, for some reason, there's something about.
That is, like,
I'll take
so
full
honest.
Responsibility.
It is. I so appreciate that, like, just blatant honesty and response. Like, and I didn't. I said I would, and I didn't.
Yeah.
Wouldn't all of this be easier? Should everyone be that frank?
Yeah. Yeah.
I made a promise.
True.
And I didn't
and I
keep
it,
to anyone, not even myself.
I'm a liar.
And that's why we are where we are here today.
I'm a liaria today. A liaria. I'm just going to make fun of myself all day.
You're just going to
pretty
make
much.
Words that sound like diarrhea.
Or just.
No, I think today, I'm feeling this a bit of the summer fever. Because, you know, I don't get out of the house much unless I'm working at all. Or now doing this. And now that summer is here, I don't know. I've got, like, a bit of a spring in my step, which usually isn't there. So perhaps I will decide to redouble my efforts.
two times zero is zero.
But
well,
no, but for serious,
about,
I probably just, maybe will.
How about just, like, I promise to make more effort than I did last time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
so any effort
need.
At all. So any effort at all would be that.
I will make a tiny bit of effort before
I
the
I
next
might
time.
Look at a guy.
This
eyebrow. With the eyebrow, like, huh?
I might think about talking to a guy. How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Then she'd be at my level.
Think about talking.
Well, I was talking to that guy at my local bar, but then he turned out to, like, he blew up Gallagher's house or something like that.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. That's a red
so,
flag
but, so
right
that
there.
Was an effort, though. That was an effort on my
I'm going to talk to the guy that's obviously crazy, so I have an excuse as to why nothing happened. It seems very safe choice.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, consider where these moves were made.
At
my neighborhood bar.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you should commit to taking a risk.
I should.
That's a measurable that you
can. I should. You're right.
You should.
Ladies,
I like that. I like your
too. Talk.
I should.
And on the inside, I'm just like,
no.
No, I really should. And I'm just like,
she's
shaking my head.
Yeah,
no.
She's...
This
no way.
The
I love
slow
that.
Shake
no, feel
the
free to hold me to that. Feel free to hold me. To that.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to. Because
I don't either. I don't know what to
all
do
right.
with me.
I do appreciate that the ladies' dating conversation has come down to an action item that's a measurable. Like, that's just like, let's put that on your task list, Shannon, with a due date that we can check back.
Someday,
yeah.
Right. And someday this will happen.
And
someday
need,
I will make an
oh,
effort.
Due date. Yes, you're right.
A due
you need
date.
To take
oh,
any
need
risk
date.
Before we record
August
next
1st.
Saturday.
Oh, next
all
Saturday?
Right.
Wait, this Saturday?
Next
yes.
Saturday.
It's only Monday.
Yeah, so this coming Saturday?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
This is like a Seinfeld conversation.
Yeah, it is.
Which
that's
is not
five,
a bad thing.
Five, four,
it's wonderful.
5 days.
Thing.
Four and a half.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha. Oh,
have...
yikes. That's soon. Okay. All right. Okay.
But 5 days.
But you are
days.
Out at bars every night working with guys everywhere.
Talk to the dudes. Talk to the dudes. I can't do this all by myself.
Take a risk. That's,
yeah.
That's
you're right, you're right.
It's just one. Just one.
I 100% agree.
You're I'm all measurable. Business, you guys.
Yeah, there's going to be a review next Saturday.
Okay, okay.
And your goals are going to be evaluated.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I don't want to put you on probation. But I might have
ooh,
to.
See, that might, yeah, that might kick me into gear.
Yeah. Where you have to sit here, but you aren't allowed to talk.
Right,
that's
right, because I don't have an update.
Like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right,
okay.
Master, what's your update?
I'm in.
I don't have an update.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Well, no, not really.
Oh, I'm
I mean, nothing different, you know. So in other words, lots of solid, regular, awesome updating, which is great.
Yeah, I'm getting some solid updating right
now. Yeah, so that's great. Yeah. That's part of the goal.
He is quite enjoyable in bed.
Yeah.
I feel like we might have to put you on probation for not being single anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, really?
It came up.
Do I have a ring on my finger?
No, it came up. Yeah, you tried to do that move on me when I was seeing somebody, and I was gonna pull it out.
Karma's a bitch. Karma's a bitch.
Oh yeah.
What would my probation look like?
Keeping your mouth shut.
Well, that's impossible.
I know.
My laugh, you should just say that I can't laugh. But you didn't say it, so you can't now.
You have to contain it. I want to hear what a contained laugh sounds like.
Oh, it's going to be a snort, like my mom did in church all growing up. It'll be terrible.
It would be funny if she just could laugh.
Yeah.
I'm only allowed to laugh, but not talk.
Mm-hmm. It would be a major contribution.
So you're saying that this podcast, which is about... single ladies finding
love.
And
did you find love?
Oh yeah, you weren't here at the last podcast. No. Yes.
You're in love?
Yes.
Yeah. I think. She I don't know. Gross.
She said it.
I know gross.
But so, she just dipped her toe in.
Did you
yes,
say
I said it to him. I stopped saying I'm lesbian, you.
Wow. So, let me get this straight. So this podcast that's about ladies finding love, punishes ladies when they find
love. No,
that's
what's happening right now.
I'm only in a bitter spot right now.
Actually, that is kind of what it sounded like.
Yes, it is.
She might be the female Keelan, dropping some lady truth bombs.
Yeah, I might need to take your place until I find love. I'll be the sub. I'll be the sub for whenever anyone's in love. I'll come and love it. Yes. See the fourth. I'm the alternate.
I love it. You're out.
We need you. Get in here. Sorry. Stat.
Your bench till shit falls apart. Yeah. Then you're back and you're lead. Yeah. Then you're lead.
Yeah. Get in there, kid. Get in there, kid.
It'll be like soap operas where someone just gets replaced and no one speaks of it. And it's like, Sharky sounds different
today. Hello, I'm Sharky. I run the Curious Comedy Theater in Portland, Oregon.
But my soap opera.
Can you please try to impersonate my laugh?
As Virginia Jones said, she was like, you guys are going to date yourself out of a fucking podcast. And she said to me in the like a dark corner, and as she was pointing, and I was like, and you
that's
know what?
Okay.
I'm out. No, I'm not. Well, I'm. I didn't date
That's
myself.
What I'm saying.
Out of
you need
podcast.
The rotation.
Yeah,
need
we
the
do.
Rotation.
I like
well, what's
rotation.
Your update?
My update. It was. I think on the last show that I was here.
Yes.
I had
a good
had,
okay Cupid date.
Yeah, oh, you no,
I had
you'd
a
added...
great okay Cupid date.
Oh right. Okay.
And we were setting up a second one.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And
goodbye, menu. Goodbye, menu.
The menu just flew into the street.
Oh!
Into somebody's windshield.
Okay, so
the menu flew away and slapped into a Ford Fairlane, ladies and gentlemen. So, High Dive is going to be one menu poor when you come
and,
in, thanks to the ladies
and
of Patio Patty Dive.
Like, that menu was alive. Like, she was covered her mouth and gasped.
Oh heavens! Will it be all right? Come back.
There it goes.
Soy hot.
Okay.
So I had gone on. Yeah, the last time we were together, I had gone on one really good OkCupid date. My first online date ever. And
because if we can just do a recap, you and Sarah committed to being on an online dating profile and saying yes to whoever asks you out on a date unless they are clearly crazy and you feel unsafe, which I think was a good disclaimer.
Yeah.
And you did that, and Sarah.
I went out of town.
Where's your profile?
Your profile isn't even up. It doesn't have a picture. Who's going to ask you on a date when your profile doesn't have a picture?
I love Sarah, but she might be the queen of excuses. She might be the queen of excuses.
That's funny.
Yeah. Your measurable is get your goddamn picture up.
Okay. Right. So I went on a second date. The second date was also very great. At the end of the second date, he was like, hey, I'm going to ask you to this concert.
do you want to go to Ben Harper next week? And I was like, yeah, I was wondering if you wanted to come up to, it's so far away. St. John's, it is far
It's like
away.
A different city. Yeah.
And so he said, sure. So, at the end of the second date, we had 3 and 4 set up. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. Uh-huh. Things are going great. And then he called me before the third date, the day before, and said, are you sure you're okay with me coming to your house? And I was like,
was.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe I'm too trusting. What the fuck? He's like, I'm not going to, chop you up into pieces. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
That was a terrible response.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too early.
And so... I was
it's
like,
too
no,
early
I'm,
for the chopping joke.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, I'm fine. Plus, I have dogs. I'm not worried.
Right.
So he shows up, and he's there, but it's very different than date 1 and 2. And I'm just like, what has happened? And I have no idea.
And date 3 is when you're supposed to get laid, so...
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, we've only had awkward hugs, kisses, kiss on a cheek. He has never walked me to my car still, and I'm like... Really? Mm-hmm. Just make sure I get in my car.
Right.
Yeah. Manners.
And so we have this weird, and I'm like, I leave it, and I'm like, something has changed. And so I text him the next day, and I was like, thanks for, I had a great time, because every time before he had texted me, oh, I had a great time, uh-huh. and he was like, so there. Yeah. And then, he sent me this text saying, hey, I've been meaning to ask you a question.
Yes, and what, pray tell?
I'm feeling sharky, no.
What do you
so
think?
Weird.
Yeah.
What do you think the question is? I've been meaning to ask you a question.
How do you feel about polyamorous relationships?
Ooh, good guess.
That's my guess.
You're close. The first half of the question is correct.
That's what I was going to say. How do you feel about herpes?
I was going to say, how do you feel about an open relationship?
Ooh, and the question is?
We have herpes,
how do you feel
open,
about
and
snakes? My brother has 23 different types at his house. And I was just reading this, and I was at work, and I was just what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
May I have another...
Okay.
Yes, tall. Yeah. I'll come in and get it, grab it in a second.
You can put it on my tab.
Okay.
Thanks. Anybody else?
What's in the pineapple press? It's pineapple and peach vodka. So it's the same thing, but the vodka's flavored. Can I get that with a soda instead of a press?
I'll have another gin and tonic with a splash of cranberry. If you please.
And I may as well save you a trip. I'll take another one of these bad boys.
Yeah, we're going to be here a while because I have a second drink.
Same. Vodka press, 3 vodka presses, a gin and tonic, a splash of cran, and the pineapple soda. Yeah.
Correct.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
We're back
in. So, I think about it for a while, and I'm like, well, that's a very interesting question.
Because?
Why is it an interesting question?
Yeah.
For me?
Yeah.
The question is, what do you think of snakes?
Right. I think the nature of the question is self-explanatory of why it's bizarre.
But you hate snakes.
I
hate
snakes.
And
I'm a veterinarian. And so I was like, of all the animals, they are my least favorite. They make
there
me squirm.
There are a lot of animals.
Yeah.
How many species of
animals
are
there? Oh, there's so many.
There's
so many. And this is the one that I just, at work, when they come in, my techs know and they get rid of them. I just don't deal with them. They make me squirm and scream, and that's what I said in my text. They make me squirm and scream, but I will try.
That might be kind of hot.
I will try to meet your
was
brothers.
His response, all right.
No, this is very, so I'll try to meet your, and then I thought it was a cute text. I was like, maybe I'll try in question, just saying.
Yeah, because the more that you put things, the cuter it is.
Right.
Everyone knows that.
So I sent that Sunday, and hear nothing back. Nothing. Crickets, nothing. And I'm just
I get broken up with because
I don't like snakes.
Because you feel lukewarm about snakes. He doesn't even know that you're...
No, I pretty much, I was like, I don't really like them. Nothing. I heard nothing Sunday, and people are like, really? If this is his deal breaker, then you don't want to be with this guy who doesn't like snakes. And so nothing
Sunday.
And you're
like, no, I will do snakes for this guy. This guy is worth it. This guy is worth it.
Yeah. He's everything to me, and I will tolerate snakes if I have to.
Right, after 3 days.
This is my chance of love. Snake man.
Don't leave me.
Exactly. So then Wednesday I get a call, finally. I've not heard anything for 3 days. And we're supposed to go to a concert on Thursday. And I'm like, oh, okay. As each day goes on, I'm like, well, I guess I'm not going to that concert. Because I don't like snakes.
And who was the concert, did you say?
Ben Harper.
Yeah, do you think Ben Harper would approve of that type of behavior?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. And I will...
You write him a letter.
Tweet him right now.
Yeah.
So then...
This would be the weirdest tweet ever. Hey, Ben Harper, I just wanted to ask you a question.
Do you think dumping a girl because she doesn't like snakes is kosher?
Yeah.
Ben Harper?
I need to know.
What would Ben Harper do?
WWBHD.
Yeah. Totally. Anyhow.
So he calls me and he's like, hey, I'm sorry. Sorry I haven't gotten back to you sooner. I've been... whatever. I don't even know what he says. And then he's like, so, about the concert, I'm getting back together with my ex-girlfriend. Mm. And I was just like, okay.
There it is.
Who's this fucking ex-girlfriend? Like, you've gone out on 3 dates with me? Like, where has she been? Like, why have you been on OKQ? Like, why?
Oh, see, here's what I like, though, because things were weird on the third date, and maybe he was thinking about getting back with her.
He had met up with her.
He was a little detached, mm-hmm. and then he's like, but what if she likes snakes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that would tip the balance. I had this theory that he created a pro and con list.
Yeah.
And they were tied.
Except for snakes. And you
snakes.
Blew it. You totally blew it. And you're a vet.
I could not.
You blew it.
I could not sit in a house where there were snakes. I could not.
What about 23 snakes? Yeah.
God damn it. No, every night I would count them all, and then every morning I would count them all. Like, I would just
would just be counting all day long. That's all the only
counting thing. Counting what?
OCD. Snakes.
Oh,
in the house.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I was like, okay. I took it kind of well, because I was really surprised. I was like, where is this coming from? And I was like, thank you for your openness, your honesty, and your directness. And he apologized again, and I was like, yeah, and if things don't work out with your ex... You have my number. I've, had a good time getting to know you, so
generous.
Give me a call.
That was nice.
I left it very...
Still don't like snakes, but...
Yeah, don't like snakes. And then later, I was like... Yeah, snake, I still just want to text him right now and just be like, was it the snakes? Do it.
Just out
Do
of the blue.
It. You have nothing to lose.
You know.
This has
you're
been,
right.
This has been
he's already probably
dating.
Lost your number, you know?
Yeah.
No, so it'll just be a random.
No, she's doing it right now, you guys. Oh my gosh.
This is what I love about dating.
Yeah, nothing else. Yeah.
You got nothing.
Or it was the snakes, wasn't it?
You're right. Stories to tell you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Updates. So I do an update? Can I tell you guys a story?
Please do.
Okay, so.
Should I really text?
Yes.
Okay.
You have nothing
no,
to lose.
No, you're already not dating him.
And he's a snake man.
So do I just say, was it the snake?
Yes. Just say, was it the snake?
I think that's hilarious.
Just say that.
Yeah.
So dating is new to me. I've been a serial monogamous with, little breaks.
Oh, there it went.
There he is.
Yay.
I hope he responds very
quickly. Oh, please. I know, during the podcast.
So I've been learning how to date. I don't get it. I'm not good at it.
And dating in Portland is weird.
It is.
I'm a serial and a monogamous too.
Yeah. It's really weird. I feel like a stereotype. I'm like hearing myself say things like, oh, the good ones are taken, and
yeah.
shit like that. But I do enjoy the fact that there's nothing to lose. So the last guy I dated, super sweet, going really well for it was like the first guy I dated went to fast, and then the second guy went too slow, and this was just nice and fun and easy and seemed equal.
He was baby bear.
It was awesome.
The Goldilocks, the porridge.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, we had great five days.
Go to the bedroom.
And we saw each other. We saw each other every day, but I didn't even realize it because it was just little dates, worked in, and then he got squirrely, and started...
How soon? When?
5 days in, he got squirrely. And, I could tell he was, suddenly the, when are we going to see each other again? Stopped.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, all right. And I was like, it was kind of fast. Maybe I just got to slow down, whatever. Then, it just, I knew it had gone sour.
So, but we are in the same community. So, and he also came around like in my face with another girl. So I was like, that was not, that wasn't cool. So I was like, we need to have a conversation. And in my head, like, this conversation was just to bring some closure and make it not weird.
Yes. Real simple. Yeah, real simple.
So here's something I've learned is that you never, ever get closure. But go ahead. I can't wait.
So I'm like, let's have, you know, and
I always want it.
Took a little while to get the, you know, some prodding to make the conversation. It sucks if somebody's like, hey, I want to have a conversation. That's never a great situation to walk into. But he was nice enough to agree to the conversation. So he comes over. And he sits pretty close to me, and his legs crossed, and his foot's going like the, you know, up. He's nervous, he's uncomfortable. And like, we talk, he's just kind of babbling for a little bit. I wait for that nervous edge to come off. And then.
What am I missing? One more.
Vodka ginger? Is this
ginger,
the vodka ginger?
Okay.
So
that's
nice.
Why I went in. I had a feeling someone wrong.
All right,
good. Continue.
He's going to write shit down. They never do. Okay, so. So he's nice enough to agree to come over. He comes over, he's sitting close to me, his legs crossed,
he's
his foot's going,
clearly.
He's nervous. And so I'm like, look, I just wanted to say, you know, that you never made any promises to me, and I never asked you for anything. And he goes, so you're going to ask for something now? And I think I got a little, and he said it kind of joking, but I got a little pissed. Like, no, I'm not going to ask you to be my boyfriend when you've obviously been disinterested
for
4 or 5 days. So I just went, I just, and then I looked him right in the eye real close and I went, I just really want a baby.
Did you mean it?
Let me guess, he panicked, right?
His face just froze.
I knew it.
And all the blood like flowed out of his face. And he burst out, I burst out laughing because he bought it.
That's so funny.
And then he
Thank
burst
you.
Out laughing and then
what
we joked
should
about
I do
it.
About tabs? Okay, you
oh,
cash?
I'll pay you in cash.
It's
oh my god, that is so
what
funny.
Is it?
And I'll also pay for this one.
Okay. Oh, Shannon, you don't have to do
that. I want to.
Well, thank you.
$7.50.
Okay.
He did just text back.
Oh!
Yeah! And he said, was what the snakes?
Oh, wait.
Aww,
let me make sure I get
that.
Okay, yeah.
That's funny that he's texting me back.
You're welcome. He said, he texted what?
He said, was what the snakes? I asked him, was it the snakes? And he responded, was what the snakes?
Question.
Now you're right.
Question.
Did I lose because of the snakes?
But question, do you think that he's deleted your name?
No,
clearly not.
No, he knows. He knows.
And so, okay, because I was going to say, maybe he doesn't even know who it is,
just
and that's his way around that.
That says loose.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's going through now?
Wait, that's isn't that
that's loose. That's
isn't loose. That loose?
That's loose.
Yeah, loose. Hello,
really?
The
There's
two.
Not two O's?
Because did I loose because of the snakes is a totally different question.
I don't know. I feel bad because I'm like, is there any chance?
No, there's no,
no,
you have nothing
you can't go back.
To lose.
You're right.
You can't go
you're right.
Well, and
there
the thing is, if
it's
he has a great done. Sense of humor, he'll be like, okay, yeah, that was funny.
Well,
because it is fucking funny.
That's right. And this guy, after I said that I wanted a baby, and then I burst out laughing.
Yeah, I love that you did that.
We laughed for like 10 minutes, and then he was like, all right, this conversation's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And then we hung out for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like after.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
So it was really fun.
Wow.
Because I was a little pissed, you know, and in my head I went from like, am I going to ask you for something to like, yeah, I want to marry you. It was going to be my initial like sarcastic answer.
Right,
like,
come on.
And then everything was heightened because the adrenaline, and then like my improviser brain went like, no, baby is
That's
funnier.
Funnier.
And then
it is.
And then it went,
is.
No, sell it. Sell it like you mean it. And I just did it like super sincere, which is why I did the Hannibal Buress thing. It was like, I can really make someone believe that I mean something sometimes.
No, that's so great because then it released the tension and
you
thought it was funny and you, and that probably gave you a kind of release in some way because you're like, all right, I scared the shit out of him for 2 seconds.
That's amazing.
I scared
that's
the
amazing.
Crap out of him.
Yeah. Well, it's like that line I heard, you're still
that's
here.
That's so great, Stacey.
Well, and you know.
You're Patricia, right?
I am.
Okay, I just wanted to double.
what do you think? Like, you just treated me, yeah, like, right? evasively for 5 days. Now I'm going to be like, I really want you to be my boyfriend.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's the right time for me to ask for more commitment when he's already acting terrified.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Like, yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is my chance. Let me ask him to up the game when already right. he's too scared shitless.
Right. Because desperation is so hot.
Exactly. So
that kind
that's
of
hilarious. I love that.
Interesting point, because you are so involved in the comedy scene. And like, I think last time we were all out for drinks with Andy Wood, who was in town. I think you were saying at that time, like, that's the last time I'm dating a comedian. So I'm just wondering, like, have you kept to that? Or is that something that you think about dating people? Like,
I have a thing for comics because they're adorable.
Right.
They're so funny.
Yeah.
And I really need to be entertained. Like, I just love to be entertained and to laugh. Like, the fact that we could laugh that hard over, like, getting closure over something was just, like, such a relief. And it's really hard for me to find somebody who's, like, a muggle, which is what I call non-comedians, who's, like, who's that funny.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, comedians are scared kittens in a corner. Yeah. And if you reach for a scared little kitten, as adorable and cute as it is, it'll scratch you.
Yeah.
And like a friend said, not only will they scratch you, sometimes they'll bite you and it'll get infected.
And,
like,
and you end up with feline HIV.
Exactly. So...
No, you don't. The veterinarian says that doesn't happen. That's good to know.
But I have fun. You know, I just have so much fun with comics. So it's hard. And when you're a female comic, it's weird because, I don't know, I think they're used to, like, a female comic either just being purely buddy, like,
right.
like one of the dudes, or there's the hot girls that they sleep with. But, like, if they're attracted and they like you, like, their brains explode. I can't believe I just said that.
I'm not finding it hard to buy at all.
No.
No.
No, I can see that.
I've seen it in action.
Yeah. It's very scary. I'm also, you know, I'm older. I run a business. I have, like, a real job, you know.
Yeah, you're kind of a grown-up. You're different than a...
And I think, like, when we hang out, I don't seem like a grown-up.
Right.
But then, like, this other grown-up side is scary.
You have a car?
I have a car.
And a house? Do you own your own house?
I do own my own house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
You're like...
You're not just sleeping on a friend's couch for
months. You're like a princess.
Oh, no. We're never going to get another guest if we keep this up. Shark Q, cut this out.
I won't. I'm no longer cutting things out, Shane Torres.
Exactly. I do think it's an interesting time, you know, for women who don't need that support from men, but there's still this lingering sense in men that they should be... You know, financially equal. Yeah,
it's weird. It's the whole masculine feminine. Right. Like, we're confusing them.
Wait, which plays out. This is what I don't get. There's that, but there's also the fact that, like, now there's so many independent women that men won't even buy women a drink because they're like, I'm afraid I'm going to offend them if I buy them a drink and stuff like that. And Portland, which
you're not.
You're not.
No.
You're never, ever going to offend a person by buying me a drink.
But also don't get offended if I buy you a drink. See, I would be a great dude. I would plan awesome dates, and I would, like, buy drinks, and it's just emasculating. And then you're left in this position of, like, do I dumb my... and I don't mean dumb intellectually, but, you know, play myself down and make somebody feel equal or feel better than, you know,
that's
I think
fake.
It is.
Yeah, that sounds...
And then that doesn't
like
feel
pity.
Good.
Yeah.
No.
Because eventually you'll find them pathetic.
I really don't care. I really don't. I would totally, like, I feel like I'm the, like, 50-year-old gay man with the 20-year-old boy toy. Like, that would be perfect for me. Like, I'll take care of you. I like it. Just make me laugh.
Yeah.
Be good.
That's your payment.
Yeah.
Entertain me. Yeah. Don't be dramatic about stupid little things.
Yeah.
Just be fun and enjoy my life with me. Like,
yeah.
I don't want kids.
I've gotten to a point where I can enjoy my life. You know?
I don't want kids, so that makes a huge difference.
It does.
Huge.
It doesn't.
It does.
It is either like super awesome or super not awesome for people, I find, because I've dated some people that want kids and I don't, and that pretty much ends that.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
What does your current think about kids?
He wants kids.
Okay.
I don't want kids.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Just because that's what
He'd
I like to do.
He'd be a great dad. He has lots of energy, but I don't want kids, so...
Yeah, it makes a big difference. And the whole lifestyle that you know, and the whole
I'm
way
really
you live
selfish,
your life.
Which is what it is that I don't want to spend time taking care of other people. I can barely manage my own shit.
Yeah, I want part-time kids. That would be okay. Like, I'd date a guy who already has kids. That'd be okay.
Would it?
Yes.
I'm super excited.
I like other people's kids. I'm the best auntie in the world, so I think I'd be a good stepmom. Yeah. So that, like, I'm hoping that. Because then I get, you know, then we get a weekend off.
And especially older kids.
Yeah.
That you can just, like, sort of hang out with, and you don't have to deal with diapers or anything.
Because older kids, like, at about, like, 11, 12, then they understand sarcasm, and that's where it's at.
That's your sweet spot right there. You gotta get sarcasm.
Yeah. If they don't understand sarcasm, I have no interest in
you. You're like, you're not gonna get me.
Yeah, you're just gonna think I'm mean.
They understand it younger.
Some.
A field
those that have it. Those that have lived a tough life.
Yeah. Funny parents. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting
closure is an interesting topic though, because it's tough to.
Because you tried to have closure a couple times.
I did. With mm-hmm. Hal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And eventually I just gave up.
You scheduled closure.
It was so funny. Much like you, I was like, we need to talk.
Yeah.
But you scheduled three, at least?
Yeah, I did.
I think there were three.
There were three.
And I was just like, what is she doing?
I almost canceled my one. I was really like, I don't know that I even
and I just wanted to feel okay with it. And I never felt okay with it.
Well, and part of the complication in your situation is that there was a crossover. Well, I mean, I guess that's same... similar for you. There was a cross
he was
over
in
a bit.
Space.
In,
yes, you're gonna
right,
still see someone.
Space.
You gotta like get it okay.
Yeah. So on the third closure conversation, I was like, get out of my space.
Right.
These are the places
and he
that
did.
Are mine, and
he
I don't want to see you anymore.
And did he respected that?
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah. He did.
Sometimes you need that.
Yeah.
It is. I think you said there's no such thing as closure, right?
That was me, actually.
Oh, that was you. Yeah, it is. It's really hard.
It is.
Because I don't have to see him, so I don't have to think about it, but that closure never actually happens.
Well, and if there's an attraction in the first place, no matter what happens, I think it's really hard to make that attraction go away.
Yeah, well, because in it, you're like, why didn't you like me enough?
Yeah.
Because I like me way more than you liked me. Right. I don't understand that because I'm pretty fucking awesome.
I had a friend who said something I thought was really awesome, which she, because I was like, he came over and looked at my shoes. He was like, those are adorable. You don't say that unless you, you know, like someone. And she goes, well, there's a real difference between liking someone and being ready to be in a relationship with that person.
Yeah.
And I think that depersonalizes it enough for me to be
But then he quickly got into another relationship.
And they're in love. And
I didn't say to be in a relationship.
No.
I said to be in a relationship with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they do frequently quickly get into another relationship with something safer and easier and more
comfortable. And that is exactly
and someone that doesn't
situation.
And someone that doesn't
Which just happened to me
them.
Today.
Exactly.
Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
I didn't
see it.
See, it's very comfortable.
So just today I woke up and I went on Facebook.
Facebook is the devil.
It is the devil.
It is
I
the
need
devil.
To break up with it. And my ex, we broke up 2 months ago.
Clifford.
Yeah.
And he's all your fake names.
Yeah.
His name is really Clifford. He doesn't go by Clifford.
Clifford the big red dog.
He is huge. He's a huge dude.
Okay, so that's our question.
Is Hal robotic?
I woke up like
yes,
a computer.
He is.
Is that what
yep.
I woke up to him. Now he's in a relationship.
But that's okay. That's where he's comfortable. Here, I'm going to say something
but
horrible.
But we never got in a relationship when we were
I'm going to say something
longer.
Horrible.
Please do.
And it's going to, I hope it
Please do.
Generates
no,
a reaction between you guys.
Oh,
this is
I'm
my
ready.
Jaded self.
She's leaning in the microphone. She's ready to respond.
If I were a dude, okay?
Yes.
And I could choose between being in a relationship with a girl who's pretty and nice and a little sweet and a little, you know, but isn't gonna, but I'm gonna feel like the big man.
Right.
No, you're right.
And she's gonna look pretty next to me and we get sex and like fun
and she's
enough.
She's not gonna challenge me.
Right.
And everyone's
just
gonna
do
say
what
she's
I want.
Hot,
yeah.
And you're gonna feel real proud.
Totally.
About that.
And
then,
it's real easy.
Yeah. And I have my friends to challenge me and banter with me and be funny and whatever. Or be in a relationship with,
that's
you know,
work.
Like the Taming of the Shrew, I might
Are
choose
you
that same.
Shrews?
I'm talking myself. Totally myself. Totally myself. It's a great book. It's a great play. She's a great character. I don't know that I, you know, and then I said this to a guy, you know, and I was like, I would probably choose like the cute,
the
easy, safe one. And he goes, no, you wouldn't, or else you'd have a guy that's that.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Because I think. Like, I know I've had the cute, nice, like...
Kind of
the doting puppy, you know?
Yeah.
And that disgusts you.
And you, I turn mean.
I was just like, that's not fair.
And I'm not a mean person ever. And I get
I've
never had the doting puppy. Go get me a glass of water. And I'm like, who is that person coming out of my mouth? Get me stuff.
Now.
Like, do things for me. Yeah. I'm like, who is
that's
that?
That's why you're here, to please me.
So I do think... Ultimately, it is harder to have a dynamic relationship where you give and take power, and it tends to be more volatile and more intense, and that's harder to maintain over a long time than, like, I'm always going to be the alpha, and you're always going to be the beta, whether it's the male or female. Because I've seen women who are totally alpha, and they're totally happy with, like, the beta guy who just dotes on them.
Yeah.
And that's what's tough is that I know, at least for me, I'm an alpha that wants an alpha.
Yeah.
And then that creates another dynamic where it's like...
It does.
Yeah. And it's going to be an operatic relationship.
Because then you get in fights, and then I, as the other alpha, just start laughing because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's always just like, why are you fighting? I'm right.
I know, right?
I know.
It's just like, come on. How many times do I have to be right before you just give up? You know? Ends the same.
I've had this a million times.
Sure. Once in 100, you're right.
Let's just say that.
But this ain't that time.
This ain't that.
Yeah. And when you are right, I'm still going to be right. Because I'll never admit it.
I will fully admit I'm wrong, and then I'll be like, take a picture, because this won't ever happen.
Exactly.
This will happen maybe once every 6 months.
Yeah. So. And I'll admit when I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I just don't have to worry about it.
If only everyone were as awesome as me.
Why don't they want to date me?
I know.
So weird.
So, you heard about the last guy you dated. What's happening now? Getting ready to take a trip?
I had a nice hookup this weekend. That was real nice.
Oh, yes.
Totally 100% like... This will just be fun, no attachment. I did notice, without the, like, emotional baggage, it's definitely different. But it was fun, and it was awesome, and that was nice. And I'm like, I'm going away, so we can reset, and I'll come back and just be friends again, and that'll be cool. So that was nice.
That is nice.
And then, I really wanted
to
just...
Nice little send-off.
Yeah. I just wanted to date around this summer, but I'm not that good at it. Like, if somebody cuddles, like... I misinterpret that. This is your cuddle thing.
She cuddles.
See, cuddling.
I don't cuddle.
I'm just. That's what I think I learned from this guy that I was dating. I don't misinterpret sex. Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
But the cuddling, I was like, oh, we really like each other. But cuddling could be. I'd rather have cuddling than not.
Yeah.
So now I just need to not read into the cuddling as it being any more.
Oh,
than
I
sex,
see.
Right. You know.
Yeah.
That threw me off.
Because, cuddling feels more like affection than sex does.
It does.
Well, a friend of ours said, like, she's unwilling to take a shower with her current beau, and because that was way too intimate than just having sex. And I was like, wow,
really?
Yeah, but for her, that was stepping into a place that they were not at.
Well, there's something very domestic about it, you know? Like, I don't know. I mean, even if it leads to another session of sex in the shower. And
shower sex to me. Cuddling is like kissing each other's faces all over.
Yeah.
And just hanging out.
Sleeping entwined versus on the other sides of the bed.
Yeah. I don't do it with you.
You don't cuddle? With her.
Here's the thing.
Cuddling is a divisive issue with the ladies of Patio Patty now.
Because I'm learning.
A cuddler. She always proclaims to be a cuddler. I like to cuddle in the bed, and I actually don't ever read into it. I call my bed the cuddle bed.
Yeah.
And whoever sleeps over gets to cuddle with me, and I'm a good cuddler. But this one, who I've known for fucking 20 years, never will cuddle with me. Part of it is that I roll towards body heat in the night, like, so half the time I don't even realize I'm doing it.
They're cuddlers and they're not cuddlers. And there's cuddlers where it means
she says that she's a cuddler.
But it has meaning to you.
Well, yeah, when she cuddles towards me, it's meaning. And I'm like, is she going to want something more?
Right. Is she going to corn dog me? I thought you turned your butt like that. I'm gonna
she going to fall in lesbian with me?
Oh, I love that.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. I lesbian you. And you're like, no, I'm just here for fun. I'm drunk. I can't drive home. So
don't take it the wrong way.
There's no lesbianism here. I'm just in your bed.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a big lesson, I think, that I learned. Yeah. And I would rather sex and cuddle and have that be okay than read into it. But I didn't know that.
But as an alpha, do you find that your brain never stops? You're overanalyzing everything all the time?
Absolutely not. No. I'm kidding.
I was like, yeah.
She's such a liar.
I'm like, how do you do it? I'm like, sleep again.
I think, and I do overthink everything for sure, but I don't overthink certain things enough. I'm very in the moment, like, this is fun, and then, like, I don't sort of think, like, will this work long term?
Right.
I should probably think more that way, but I don't. But I don't know, like, if I'm not looking right,
and I should be more in the moment.
Yeah.
You guys should combine forces.
Yes.
And then you'd be the perfect girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. Look what I got. Look what I got.
At least you can get a picture of that on there. It was adorable. Just adorable.
It was adorable. Both of you.
Right. So where is it that you're going?
I'm going to Canada.
Why is that?
Winnipeg, Canada. Mm-hmm. There's a Fringe Festival there. There's a whole Canadian circuit of Fringe Festivals that are theater festivals, and the Fringe Festivals are more experimental or comedic theater pieces. Mm. And so they love comedy there, and I'm doing a one-person show there. I'll do it 8 times in 12 days.
Wow.
Yeah, and like some are prime time, and some are like Wednesday at 3, Sunday at midnight. Yeah. Like, but apparently people are there to do the Fringe, and they watch everything.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for you.
What is your one-woman show called?
It's called Irregardless.
I have been seeing the Facebook postings. The picture is amazing, and I also really love the name of it, because it's one of my favorite non-words.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you use it or hate it?
Oh, I don't use it. I will use it ironically.
Yes, okay.
Just
but, you know,
make
people are in one
word,
camp or the other.
I don't get upset about it. Well, it's like, not a word. It's not a word. But.
What camp are you in? Because obviously it means something.
Yeah, I hate the word. I hate the word.
Okay, good. That's the right camp, just so you know.
Yeah.
Because it's, do you hate it because it's just adding extra letters?
It's a double negative.
Right.
Everyone uses it.
Everyone uses it.
The people who do use it love it.
They
love it.
They use it incorrectly.
But they use it, and they'll argue.
But I think they use it ironically.
No.
You may not have
I have more faith in people.
Because every time I hear it used, I'm like, you know that's not a word, right?
But it's in the dictionary now.
Is it?
It is.
Oh!
And my point is, everyone who hates it says it's not a word, you know, every time it gets said. But it actually is in the dictionary now, so I talk about that.
There are a lot of things in the dictionary that aren't words,
and there are a lot of words
I will say, that sticks in my craw a little bit, that something that's just straight up wrong has now become right just because it's so ubiquitous. Well, that now does stick in my craw now.
The other interesting thing, I wish I could remember, but Webster also retires words that aren't in popular use anymore. And there are some words that were on last year's list that got retired that I was like, I'm going to bring it back.
Like, what? What?
I remember this.
Okay. Yeah, because I was going to bring something back. I don't remember. I want to know. It was a very 1920s word.
Yeah, you did this on the podcast.
No. Let me see if just guess something else, I'll try to find.
So, we say it on this podcast, it's very back. It's back. And
my show is about happiness and being happy. Irregardless. What life throws your way.
What life throws at you?
Yes.
When life throws you an expired passport to get to Canada?
Yeah. You know what? I sang for 3 hours in the car on the way to Seattle.
What'd you sing?
And had I not gotten the ticket, it would have been a great drive.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What do you like to sing?
I sing super sad songs.
Welcome.
Some Adele.
I sang some Adele. Yeah. I sang Bon Iver. So my friend was in the car with me, and my little playlist was going. She was like, stop it, you're going to kill yourself. But I think because I do comedy, like, when I play music sincerely, like, I like to indulge that sad side. So it was nice. Yeah, it was very nice. Yeah.
Which is kind of the opposite of what I do, because I work a really heavy job. Like, I work with kids and do a lot of social service stuff. So when I read or I listen to music, like, I used to listen to NPR all the time, and then once I started my job, I was like, nope, it's jamming 105.5 or like 107.5. Like, it's all Nelly.
Get
all
that
the time.
If I do a pop song, I make it sad, like with a little solo guitar singer take on it.
Yeah.
I'm working out a sad version of Fireworks right now. Firework by Katy Perry.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, a little depressing version of an inspiring song.
I like that. That's a challenge.
It is
a challenge.
It.
Piece
I like
of me it. Sings to my heart.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
sings to your heart?
It's your theme song in the summer, isn't it? Oh, that's
what
a good
fireworks
part,
is.
Part of me. Not piece of me.
Part of me. Katy Perry.
Yeah. Oh.
So a theme song in the summer. Let's go around.
Yeah. I gotta say, Call Me Maybe has been my summer song. I don't know what it would have been if the Jimmy Fallon version with the Roots.
Oh, I haven't.
If you haven't, go to Hulu and look at Jimmy Fallon.
I'm gonna do it.
And I watch it over and over, and I've watched it, like, where I watch each member of the Roots, and they're all playing classroom instruments, so there's a melodica, and, like, triangle, and kazoos, and it's Jimmy Fallon and the girl who sings it, who I don't even know her name, but they're, and they're having such a good time, and it's just, like, so that's become my summer.
I love those parodies that he does. They're so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, him doing Whip My Hair with fucking Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. That's genius. Yeah. I love that.
Jimmy Fallon just seems like he's having such a good time. He's irresistible.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Olivia, Song of the Summer.
Oh, Sex Dwarf. Definitely. Sex Dwarf by Soft Cell.
What? What is this? I have to Google this.
It's just the first song that came to my head.
Let me pick a band that hasn't been relevant 25 years.
Oh, clearly now I have to post it on Patio. Mm-hmm. Patio.
Patsy or Sharky?
I already sold.
I think, unfortunately, not my song of the summer, but the song of the summer is going to be that awful song by Fun.
That
is about domestic violence.
I think it's already played out, though.
That was
it's
song
still
of spring.
On the
isn't
radio?
It? Yeah, I think it was the song of spring. I think it's played out.
It's still
I think you're saying.
I'm looking for your personal song.
Oh, my personal song of the summer?
Yeah. Ooh. Your theme song is your cruising around, windows down, sunshine. Mine is actually Sunshine by Rai Rai.
What are you doing?
I'm playing.
Oh, this is Sex Dwarf! This is Sex Dwarf!
Who has heard this?
I will have you on a long black leash. It's just silly. It's exactly what you'd expect from a song entitled, quote, Sex Dwarf, end quote. It's exactly what you'd expect.
This is what makes you the best person ever right now. That this is your summer fucking song out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, it has to be. One that came to my head.
Obviously. It has to be Sex Dwarf by Soft Cell.
There was no skip.
You know what? You can't turn on the radio right now without hearing Sex Dwarf by Soft Cell. It is the song of the summer.
Soft Cell is back.
You can't listen to a top-rated podcast without
That's right.
That's right.
We're going to get... Oh, my song of the summer. I don't
we should pick an we should
maybe.
Pick one
say
for real by
maybe.
Next.
Call
me
maybe.
What's funny is I already forgot. What was my song? I already forgot my song.
You said part of me.
Oh, part. Yeah.
Right.
But you said piece of me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Check me in. What were you bringing
back? No, I couldn't find it. I'm sorry.
We're clearly falling apart.
We are. These vodka presses are delicious.
So let's just remember that next time.
I love that everyone's drinking vodka today. Yeah.
I'm not. Sorry. I would have if I knew that was the thing.
No, it's my...
Oh, you went to vodka.
It's Moscow Mule.
Okay.
Madrink. Kind of Madrink.
All right.
That, I'm sorry, her...
You're still laughing about sex.
You're still tripping on sex work. I love that you immediately found it quickly, because I could have just as easily picked up my phone and played it within 10 seconds or less.
Yeah.
But you were like, I'm going to find it. I'm on the case.
I could have called her, and it's a ringtone.
Honestly.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It is now. It is now. And it's going to pop up Sarah when the sex work calls.
Oh, me.
And I'll always think of Tyrion.
My summer jam has got to be a song about keeping a dwarf on a leash.
Oh,
yes.
Because that's what I'm feeling this summer.
It's
going
to
be
luring disco dollies to a life of vice.
Listen, you
all dwarf songs all the time. There's a Ben's Fold 5 song, This Angry Dwarf. You could go with that, too.
I did not know that.
One Angry Dwarf.
That's
something.
Right. There's the Lullaby League. From
The
Wizard of Oz.
Uh-huh.
We represent the Lullaby League.
No,
oh my God.
That's my jam now for the summer.
Yes. Right. You're going to scare some boys off with that song, but I
you
like
know what?
It. But I like
They're
it.
They're already scared.
Wait, I like that.
I think that would be
Oh my God, I like that.
If you brought a gentleman caller to your bedroom and
you were like, let me put on some music.
We represent the Lullaby League.
Oh my God.
The clothes are coming off, listeners, by the way. The clothes are coming off.
Oh my God.
Oh, I love it.
I'm stripping
and then
in the high
dive patio. Lollipop.
Yeah, lollipop.
You know what would be the hottest thing then? He just unzips his pants. It's just a lollipop there. In a giant one. You know?
Instead of a penis?
Honestly, that's a great. Could it be a See's Candy lollipop?
Oh,
those
yes.
are my favorite.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
those
I don't see why
favorite.
Not.
Your summer jam. You can write this how you want.
Thank you for taking this journey with us.
I was just observing how it starts to disintegrate as we get into the second drinks.
I don't want to. Everybody we've had on has been fantastic, but I'm just going to say, Stacey might be the greatest guest ever on this show.
I have not laughed this hard on any of our podcasts.
And people know when Sharky laughs. People know.
Stacey's at least been way better than Shane. Shane
Torres, I hate that guy. I hate that guy. Let me just say, Shane Torres.
Oh my God.
He's actually one of my best friends in the entire world.
But
I hate that guy.
You know what?
You should just cut out the part where you say you love him.
I know. Don't edit that out and misrepresent me.
Yeah.
Don't edit out the part where I tell you you look old.
Yeah. Tell you to eat some more prunes, because that was hilarious.
That's his style. That's his style. That's where he shines.
Yeah.
He's got a mean streak because he's the sweetest. Talk about little scared kittens.
Meow.
He's the sweetest guy in the world.
That part's going.
Just send him that clip.
Send him that clip. Be like, this should have been on there.
He'll love it. He'll love it.
Anyhow, the high
dive. High dive.
It's cool.
It's great.
Pinkies up.
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah. Agreed. Pinkies up.
We don't do thumbs up because we're classy.
We do pinkies up.
Because
we're classy as fuck.
Yeah.
There's been more laughter.
There has been.
There has.
You remember 10 seconds ago when we were in front of Shane Torres?
I remember that time.
Oh my gosh.
I remember that time.
I look back at that all the time and I'm like, good times, y'all. Good times.
I sometimes listen to it in my car by myself while I'm trying to take a nap.
Yeah, exactly.
I just giggle.
Perfect for guys to see.
Just
Seattle.
I replay it right before I fall asleep, so I sleep with a little smile on my face. I do.
Indeed.
Cheers. Thanks for having me. Thanks, you guys are the best.
Come in. Yay. Goodbye, you guys. Next time,
Quick, Stacey, yeah. Twitter? Are you on that?
I am. It's Stacey Halal at Twitter or whatever, however it
and
goes.
And do you have short shows in Portland that you want us to go?
Everyone should just go to curiouscomedy.org and check out that schedule.
It really
see
is
me
great.
There a lot. It is. Great. It's great local talent, and then we bring in people from out of town, too. So
and if you are interested in taking a class, I've taken an improv class before there, and it was awesome.
Yes. And is open mic every Sunday? Is that correct?
It's every second and fourth Sunday.
Oh, gotcha.
And it's free
gotcha.
At 9 o'clock. And it's super fun.
Beautiful.
And I've had many a free laugh there.
Yay.
Many a free laugh. Mm-hmm. And your booze purchases go to a good cause.
They do.
For the children and
you can turn in your receipts.
That's right.
Otherwise known as Alzheimer's patient. All right. Next time, I think Ian Carmel and his lovely girlfriend, Jen Allen, will be on.
When?
Ooh.
When is that?
Saturday?
It's a big surprise.
I know.
Tune in.
I know.
Tune in. Goodbye.